Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something, inspired by the moth, seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on December 15th, 2011 at the Missoula Art Museum and features six storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Dear Diary, which tied into the art exhibit that was a fictionalized account in the Lost Journals of Academia by artists Deborah Magpie Earling and Peter Rutledge Cummings. This week's story comes from Trisha Opstad and is titled Mad World. Thank you for listening.
Winter is upon us. We are in the heart of winter. It's dark, really dark. It's cold. And the holiday season is in full force. Consumerism, hype, it's about to drive me crazy. I feel a little crazy sometimes. When I am about to break, I look up across the sky. When I see birds flying together in a flock, it gives me solace. I also enjoy watching them just sort of hop from branch to branch with each other. It gives me some sense of simplicity. And I truly long to be a bird when I watch them, almost like I was a bird at one time in my life. Could that be? I moaned and I cried to say, hey, let me come back. Let me come back to the flock. I know, it sounds crazy, right? Maybe it's just the winter. My parents, they both grew up on farms in North Dakota. And in North Dakota, the winters are harsh, bitter, and cold. And they last well into June sometimes. On my father's side, my grandmother Clara had a sister named Elvie, and she received shock treatment to manage her depression. On my father's side, on my mother's side, my great-grandfather Fred Miller, he was from a large family. And he became the family's scapegoat. His father took out a lot of his anger on my great-grandfather, Fred Miller. Anyway, he met my great-grandmother, Berthy, and they had my grandmother, Betty, and he was about 20 years old. Berthy refused to tell stories about my great-grandfather, so this is the only story that I have about Fred Miller. He lost control, and in an impulse, he took his team of horses and raced through town, endangering people's lives. And this must have been the last straw in a long line of incidents. He was arrested, and after that, he was diagnosed with schizophrenia. He was put in a mental institution in Jamestown, North Dakota for the rest of his life. My grandmother never knew her father. My grandmother, Betty, she married Bernard. And he was a very hardworking man, but very careful as well. He would check the locks on the doors before he would go to bed every night, several times. He'd check the stove to make sure it was off before he left the house. He would check his oil and meticulously look at the engine to make sure everything was in proper order before he went out on an outing. I remember he would go into the bathroom several times during the day to wash his hands. Over and over and over and over. Scrubbing the nails, making sure everything was clean. I went into the bathroom and I looked at the green sink, seeing the soap suds from his hand washing. When I was growing up, from a very young age, from the age of 3, I was dancing. I was tumbling in the backyard. I remember specifically in the kitchen, standing at the black metal railing on the stairs, practicing my ballet steps, doing a plié, relevé, and I thought it was so cool because I was speaking French, and I had this overpour of emotions as a child, and it was this really wonderful, luxurious way to express it. My family got used to it. They got comfortable having this dancing girl in the kitchen. It was like a natural fixture in the environment. Dancing somehow helped me cope. And I never really figured that out till later. I never really figured out the potency of that art of dancing until later. So Bernard, the man that washed his hands over and over and over, had a daughter, my mother. And my mother, she walked pigeon-toed when she was a child. So Bernard was very concerned about this and needed to correct it. So she got special shoes and braces for her legs. My mother also told me that she stuttered. Only recently, when I got my speech therapy degree, she said that her mind rambled and was moving so fast that her mouth couldn't keep up with the words. My mom takes Wellbutrin in the winter months to manage her depression. Wellbutrin is a more mild form of medication than the other ones on the market. However, it does increase the likelihood of seizures. Wellbutrin increases the likelihood of seizures, It increases the likelihood of seizures. Wellbutrin increases the likelihood of seizures. I usually speak methodically, and it takes me a little while to formulate my thoughts before I know what to say. And my mom, when I was talking with her when I was younger, she would grow impatient, and she would finish my sentences for me. This was okay until later when I left the house, and I tried to speak in front of groups or even with people, and I didn't know how to finish my own sentences. I don't take medication, but I have been known to overeat, sleep a lot, and isolate, take long showers. My sister, she's 2 years older than me. She takes Zoloft for depression, and she takes trazodone to help her sleep. Side effects of Zoloft include a lot, but a couple are insomnia and reduced sexual drive. Anyway, we were talking just recently, and I asked what she was reading. She said, "I'm reading An Unquiet Mind by Kay Redfield Jamison." It's about a woman who struggles with bipolar disorder. A little bit later in the conversation, I said, "So I just want to say, I understand that you didn't want me around when we were younger. I understand that I probably, when I was born, I probably took away most of the attention that was there. And in a beat, she said, "Anything I ever did to you wasn't because of you. It was because of me. It was because of my own unquiet mind." And I said, "I forgive you."
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community at large. More at montanabookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. More at factandfictionbooks.com. Missoula Art Museum, free expression, free admission. More at MissoulaArtMuseum.org. Deborah Magpie Earling for sharing her story and for the inspiration for this quarter's theme with her exhibit, The Lost Generals of Sacagawea, with photo interventions by Peter Rutledge Koch. Josh Quick, illustration and design. Josh Quick, who designed the posters for this event. More at QuickJosh.com. Mirage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. More at GarageTees.net. Jess Millette for her help with timekeeping during the event. Nick Shantz, who helped restore the site when the servers crashed. The next Tell Us Something podcast is forthcoming on Tell Us Something Tuesday next week. Like us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, or at tellussomething.org. The next Tell Us Something event is scheduled for March 6th at the Top Hat. Everyone has a story. What's yours?